Na'ase mishar tavrat kechavim. It's as if he did his share with the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Vashas zvod emin liyah b'shchitum le'nifsel mukul l'rashesu b'shegeg. That we brought a proof before that b'shegeg you don't become posel. Sh'rashesu le'n asoni b'shegeg. But if the claim does it b'meizid enich nami, then the ma'ase becomes posel. Omer Rav Nachman, minua minula, where's my proof to say no that the claim is still kosher? Even though it did a shchita b'meizid, still it's not called a shiris, he's still kosher. Minua minula, the tani, one like this. Koyin sh'ovet avos kechavim. A koyin that worshiped avodah zarah, v'shev, and then he does tshuva. So karbon reich nechayich. It says if it brings a korban, it's a kosher korban. So b'mayim, what are we talking about? B'leima b'shegeg, the koyin first did the chet b'shegeg. If so, my v'shev, what does v'shev mean? Shav v'yomidu. Like, what do you mean he did tshuva now? Like, it was never really a chet. If he only did a b'shegeg, so like, as soon as he finds out of that, it's an automatic shev. That's called shev v'yomidu. Like, automatically the chur is doing a tshuva. So what's the chiddush of shev over here? Ben, the pshita b'mezit. Chur is talking about the claim, did he avoid the zara b'mezit? And so it says, if it does tshuva, it's okay. Now, vi b'zrikam, if the kain did the avodah zarah b'zrikam, ki shev my heavy. What do I care if he does tshuva, ha yavod le shiris? Now, was the possible before Yom Yecheskel, that the kain that in our Mishnah says, a kain that worships avodah zarah is not fit to be a kain in the Beis HaMikdash. So if he did a shiris as a rika for avodah zarah, shiti is possible. El Allah b'shchita. Pastor Stelman here, we did a b'shchita. Bryce Stelman, we did a b'shchita. Still, even though we did a shchita b'mezid, since it's not called a shiris, when he does tshuva later, he's fit to be a korban, to be a kain, even the Beis HaMikdash. That's the writer of Nachman. We have sheshes, and sheshes says no. Sheshes says Malach, liyelom b'shegeg. Tell me here, he did the avodah, and he worshipped the avodah zarah b'shegeg. The question is, what do you mean b'shegeg? It's an automatic tshuva. Vochi kama, im shev me ikroi, tichi yoved b'shegeg, ovid kabonoi, reich lichayach, let me say. From Shav Mikra means to say that at the beginning he only did the chet b'shegeg, so then when he brings his korban it's good. The imlav meaning to say at the beginning he was not born b'shegeg, but at the beginning he was done b'mezid, even though it's only yeshchita done b'mezid Hashem avodah zarah, and the loch is ain korban reich lichayach. No, but since this kohen worshipped avodah zarah b'mezid, even though it's not a shiris, still it becomes possible he cannot do an avodah in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Yes, that's the Machlokes of Nachman Rosheshes. Ain't Kabbana Rech Nechayich. Yeah. Now, what's going to be Hishtachev and Avodah Zarah? Let's say a Kayin worship, bowed down to Avodah Zarah. Not that he brought a Korban, but just that he was Hishtachev, he bowed down to Avodah Zarah. So if Nachman Noma Kabbana Rech Nechayich, if this Kayin does tshuva later, he could bring a Korban, he's still fit to be a Kayin. Rosheshes Samuel, no, ain't Kabbana Rech Nechayich, no. His coin is not fit anymore. Since he was mishtachev el avodah zarah, his korban is not called reich nechayich. What's going to be hoide el avodah kechavim? Let's say this coin was moide. Like he did it in avodah, he was moide for avodah zarah. In his thought, Rashi says, Omar lo eliyata. The guy says, you're my God. His coin first was makabel the avodah zarah to be his God. So says, over the east, avodah zarah. Yeah. So again, Rav Nachman no ma karbonoi reich nechayich. If the kohen does tshuva, so his korban he brings later is still kosher. Rav Sheshes Amar again no, and karbonoi reich nechayich. It's good to say machlokes. If a kohen does any chet of avodah zarah b'mezid, according to Rav Sheshes, he's not fit to be a korban in the base, bring a korban in the base of Mikdash. So this is a tzricha. We need all these three machlokes in between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. The Yashmin and Hach Kamais, we would have just heard the first case. Rashi says, Shogag Bizriko, Pihi Kramer Rashesis, Mishum Diyavad Le Shiris. There we are over there. Rashi says he's possible, because he did Shiris. Even though it's done B'Shegeg, but the Meister, the Kayan, did an Ashiris, he made his Rik Lashem of Adizera, therefore he's possible. Avo Shchita Diyavad Le Shiris, and a modern Lord of Nachman. But if the Kayan only made a Shchita Lashem of Adizera, since the shchit is not called an ashirus, maybe even b'mezid doesn't become posel. K'mashmalam, yes. If the kohen makes a shchit b'mezid l'shem avodah zarah, he becomes posel to do the avodah. Now, the yashmin and shchit would have just heard the machlokes by Yeshchito, Mishum Diyovid lo Avoida. Because our Koponim, this Kohen, didn't avoid, he worshipped. It wasn't a Shirus, it wasn't like an Avoida Sakabonis that you need a Kohen without Kufuam, but it was called an Avoida. Our Koponim, he didn't Avoida. Therefore, he's possible to do Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Abel Ishtachavot, but the Kohen just bowed down to the Avoida Zoro, lo Yovid lo Avoida, he didn't do any Avoida. Maybe then he calls for Sheshis, he doesn't become possible. Tricha, that's a Kiddush Mel still. Since our Koponim was Mishtachav, he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, still becomes possible. Now, the Yeshmin and Mishtachav are Mishum, the Yavod Maisa. Our Koponim, he bowed down, he did something. It's a Dovah Choshev, therefore becomes possible to do Avodah in the Beis Midish. Avol Hoido, from the case where the Kohen just accepted upon himself a God, or the Dibur B'Yamot, only with Dibur B'Yamot, so maybe then he would not become possibly thus true related to the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Tzricha, that's the Kiddush, yes, this Kohen is still possible. Kohen to Hashashis, whenever he did a chet of Avodah Zorah B'Mezid, that's the Loch, he's possible for the Avodah Zorah. It's possible to do a bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah says, V'yen Tzrich Lema Dov Racha, not only if a Kohen worshipped the Beis Chumel, but even if a Kohen of a Pshit, if he worshipped the Avodah Zorah, he can't do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So much like this. Need to come, since the Mishnah says like a Chiddush, like Ein Tzarich Lema Derach, you don't have to tell me to worship the Avodah Zarah, so Mechal to prove that our Mishnah holds the Beis Chunyav Lav Avodah Chavanu, that a Kohen that worshipped in this Beis Chunyav, that bias was not made the Shem Avodah Zarah. So that's the Chiddush. If you worship in Beis Chunyav, still you're possible to do the Avodah in the Beis Midish. And you ain't enough to tell me for sure if you worship the Avodah Zarah. You see, Beis Chunyav is not called the Avodah Zarah. The most really Tanya, we learned, command the Yom HaBeis Chunav, Lava Avodah Chavanu. There's also another Tana that holds like that, that this Beis Chunav was not done with Shem Avodah Zarah. The Tanya, we learned like this. What happened was, Oyster Shor Shemesh Shimon HaTzadik, the time when Shimon HaTzadik, he was a Kohen Gadol, when Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, when died, is Oma Lehen Shonezu Humeis. That he said over, we know this year he's going to die. We know Shimon HaTzadik is going to die this year. Omrulloy Minayan says, ask him, how do you know this? How do you know he's going to die this year? Rashi says, Omalei means, how do you know? Atidei Omrulloy says, said back like this, that some Shimon HaTzadik said upon himself, Omrulloy, he said, this year I'm going to die. He asked him, how do you know? Is Omrulloy, Kol Yom Kippurim Nizdamimli Zokin Echot. Every Yom Kippur, Shimon HaTzadik said, when he used to go into Lefnayim Lefnim on Yom Kippur, it was Nizdavim Lezaknech, used to see an older person there, Stamiz Eliyahu HaNavi used to see there, Lovish Levonim, he was wearing white clothing, for Nisatav Levonim, he was wrapped around with white things, for Nichnazim, he used to come in with me to the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Yotzim, he would come out with me also. So that's how Baisis he knew, he would live out that whole year. But Shonizu, Shimon HaTzadik said, this year, Nizdavim Lezaknech, when I went in, I met an older person, a Zakin, Lovish Chum, this year he was wearing black. When the Santa Shkom is wrapped around with black. When Nichnas Imi went in with me, below Yotze, he didn't come out with me. That's what Shimon HaTzadik knew, that was the son who's going to die this year. That's what happened. Liachla Regel, after the Regel, Chola, he got sick. As after your Sukkis, he got sick, Shiva 7 days, Umeis, and then Shimon HaTzadik died. For Nimnu Ochev HaKhanim, Melevorach B'Shem, and the rest of the Khanim after that stopped saying the Brocha, with Baisa the Shem HaMafarish. They didn't want to use anymore the Shem HaMafarish. Stop using Hashem's name. Now, Bishas Petirosa, when Shimon HaTzadik was Niftar, at that time, Omalem, he said to the Mishnah, Chunyav Bini Yishamash Tachti, that my son Chunyav, he should be the Kohen Gadol after me. So that one was Nizkanu Boy Shimi Achav. There was another brother there, another son he had, Shimi. He was 2.5 years older than Chunyav. And he became jealous when he heard that his father said that the younger brother Chuni should be the Kohen Gadol. Is Omaloi. So Shimi said to his younger brother Chuni, like, come and I'll teach you the Seder Avodah, like he wanted to mix them up, Mustama. So what did Shimi do? Is he'll be shy, be unkugly. He dressed up his brother Chuni with unkugly, with a robe. Rashi says, made out of skin, for chogroi b'tzutzul, and he puts tam like a girdle around him. And him midweit some mizbech, he put now chuni wearing these clothing near the mizbech. And normal him liyachav akanim. So Shimi said to the other kanim over there. Mazer, just look at the Shimi. Shlo Yorad Lo. He was so jealous, even though he was never the Kohen Gadol yet. His Kach HaYorad Lo Hakas Kama V'Kama. For sure, somebody was put down the Gedulah. And then it was taken away from him, how much more jealousy would do to him. Didn't Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. So of course, Rabbi Meir, Chun Yav Bild is Bayat Hashem Aboy Dezoro. Omer Rabbi Yudah Rudi said, no, Le Kach HaYomaisa. That was not the story, that's not what happened. Ela rather, Lekibul Olof Chunyav. The Maisa was when Shimon HaTzadik died, Chunyav, the younger brother, did not accept upon himself to be the Kohen Gadol. Why? So Yishim Yochav Gadol Menu, Shtei Shonim Maskel, if he had an older brother, 2.5 years older. Therefore, let his older brother become the Kohen Gadol. But the Yachav became even so, Neskana by Chunyav Yishimi. Still, Chunyav was a little bit jealous upon Chunyav, still, how come he became the Kohen Gadol? Still bothered him. So, Omaloi. So, and according to this, Chunyav said to Shimi, Bov Alav Dechor Seder Avoid, let me teach you the Seder of the Avoida. So as she says, Bov Alav Dechor means Chunyav HaYechochem Shimi. Chunyav was smarter than Shimi. So what did Chunyav do? The Bishop Yunkli, he dressed up his brother Shimi with his gown, the Chogra B'Tzotzel, and he put on his girdle around him, the Midrash HaMizbech, Omer Lam LeYochav Akanim. So now, Chunyav said to his other brothers, Ru manoda ze, what type of a neder my brother made, the kindly avoices and came to his wife. That he said like this, Oisayim that day, she yishtamish bakuna gadelo, and I will become a kohen gadol, elbash b'yunkli shalachi, I'll put on like your gown, for yeshka b'tzitza shalachi, and I'll put on your girdle. So again, bikshu ochav akanam lehogay. So the kohenim wanted to kill Shimi. What's going on here? You want to be the kohen gadol, how could you do this? So according to this, the maaseh was sach lehem kol amuria. So Shimi said, listen, it's not my fault. All this my brother Chuni told me. So now, bikshu lehogay Chunav. It says that the brothers now wanted to kill Chunav. So Rosh Lefnein, he ran in front of him. Rosh Acher, he ran after him. Rosh Lebeisamev, he ran to the king's house. Rosh Acher, still he ran after him. So kol aroyos, whoever saw him, oimer, zehu zeh. Zehu zeh. He said, this is him, this is him. They catch him. So Olach liyasamdu shom mitzrayim, so Chunav ran to Samdu shom mitzrayim, ovonu shom mizbeach, zemelu v'shem shemayim. If Yehuda says no, he did it v'shem shemayim. Shnei the Pesach says in Shayol, voye b'yamu yiyah mizbeach ha'sh la'ashem, v'terech eretz mitzrayim, v'matzei v'eretz agvur la'ashem, v'vidon la'ashem, mashmu was built v'shem shemayim. V'gush ha'shom l'chom, b'dov l'chom heard this ma'isa, koin trist how Shimi, how Chunav acted back to Shimi, his Omri said, Mazda Shaboruch Imenu, Mazda Chivat Chunav, first went away from the Kohen Gadula, to Kohen Gadol. He gave it over to his brother Shimi. Still, he became jealous about it. So, Mavakish, Leibudla, somebody's Mavakish, and wants to come to him, and it doesn't come to him, Arachat Kamavakama. How much for sure, jealousy, how bad, jealous, how bad, Kimra, what do we do? Mora says now, Tani, we learned, Omri Bishur Ben Porcha, the Tchil at the beginning, Kol Oimer, Ololi, Ololo, Shal, exactly what the Gemara says, what the Gemara means here, Rashi Sekhem Shatis, at the beginning of Shul Bekocha, did not want to be a Rabbonus. He hated the Rabbonus. He said, whoever told me to become great, to be good, to be that Rabbonus, Ani Koiftoi, I would tie him up, Venois Lothmeri, and put him in front of a lion. But after, means after he became the Rabbonus, after he became the Nothri, and he saw how good it is, and then he said like this, the Yachshav, he said though, Ator Koloim Melilo, whoever tells me to go down not to be the Nasi, the men when he not long of Kukum Shachamin, I'll pour over him hot water. Just to say, now he realizes the chshivas of it. Sharei Shol Borach Mi Meno, that first Shol ran away, he didn't want to become a Melech. But Okisholo, once he became the Melech, then Bikish Laragas David, you see when he's afraid somebody else will take over the Malchus, he wanted to go to kill David. Omele makshisha brei. To Rav Chizula Bayo, Rabbi Meir, High Court, Rabbi Yehuda, my Yovid Lei. Rabbi Meir, it says, Beis Chonif was done L'Shem Avoy Dezoro. I, Rabbi Yehuda, as a prophet, it says that my favor was done L'Hashem, Mashmah, and Mizbech was done L'Hashem in Mitzrayim. So what do we do with the Apostic? How does it made with the Apostic? Tomorrow it says, like we learned, L'Yachem, Ma'apolose, Shoshan Chayrev. After Sancheirev's downfall, Yotzer Chitzkiyol, Omotza B'nei Melochim, he found B'nei Melochim, Sheh Yoshvim B'Kronah Shel Zohov, that they were sitting in Kronah Shel Zohov, they were sitting in chariots of gold. His Hadirans, he made a neder to them, he told them, Shle Elav Rabbi Sechov, Neshnat Yod Rabbi Dezer anymore. Shem the Pesach says, Nishayol, Dayom Hu Yiyah, Chomesh Orim B'Yeras Mitzrayim. In that day there should be five cities in Eretz Mitzrayim, that Medabros Svas Kanan, that should be speaking the language of Canaan.